Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have not talked about poltergeists and that kind of phenomena on the Paracast for quite some time. Well, it was mentioned briefly by Colm Kelleher, who works, of course, with Bob Bigelow, in connection with a recent book on Skinwalker Ranch and the Pentagon's UFO study, where he mentioned where people who have seen UFOs sometimes have poltergeist experiences after, like it's a hitchhiker effect he talked about. And when we talk to our guest, Keith Linder, a little bit later in the show, we'll get into the poltergeist phenomenon. In the meantime, though, since we got into UFOs at the beginning, we lost a figure who I guess Tim Swartz would be a peripheral figure in the UFO field, that being former Senator Harry Reid.
Right. He passed away this week, and I didn't realize that he had been suffering from pancreatic cancer, which is really sad because that disease takes out so many people. It's just extremely difficult, if not almost impossible, to cure.
It's more impossible, although Ruth Bader Ginsburg actually had it among the many thousands of ailments she had, and she had recovered from it. But I lost a mother-in-law and a brother-in-law to pancreatic cancer, so we know that doesn't help very well.
No. Well, I tell you something. I mean, I don't think that we would be in the position we are today talking about UFOs if it wasn't for Senator Reid.
Yeah, we should talk about that very briefly. First of all, it's not in your part of the country. He's from Nevada, Keith, but did you know who Senator Reid was?
Oh, yes. I followed Senator Reid. Well, I was following UFO phenomena before I got thrown into poltergeist phenomena, just as a side, you know, interest of mine since growing up. But I knew Senator Reid and his, you know, the releasing of certain documents, his campaign to, you know, tell the military to, you know, release what they know as of recent as, you know, earlier this year with some of the papers coming out. So, yeah, I learned of his passing last night as well.
Now, you think of this here. We talk about UFOs as possibly being here from other worlds. Advanced alien beings found the way to travel through the stars, whether it's at warp factor 8, we have no idea, but seriously speaking, they got here. Possibly their medical technology is way, way more advanced than ours. And they don't help us. I mean, think about pancreatic cancer. Very, very few people survive. And if they do survive, it's only for a few years. Heart disease, I have a heart issue. Not, you know, it's not going to take me tomorrow, maybe the day after, but to be serious about it, I don't have ET coming here and giving me a pill and saying, okay, you have a perfect heart. In fact, I think of the scene in the movie Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, where the crew of the Enterprise goes back in a Klingon bird of prey vessel to the 1980s in San Francisco. And one of the funny scenes, Dr. McCoy hands this woman suffering from kidney disease, waiting for dialysis, he gives her a pill. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she's in the hallway laying on the gurney. And he's like, oh my gosh, what kind of medicine are they practicing here?
That's right.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Captain Picard had a heart replacement. He had a heart transplant in the backstory of Star Trek Next Generation. Yeah. So, you know, I guess they're not perfect in the 23rd century. If ET is here, we've got COVID, we've got heart disease, we've got cancer, we've got kidney disease. I have a nephew who's waiting for a kidney transplant. The guy's only in his 50s.
Mm.
I mean, if ET is here, we've got a lot of work for you guys, or whatever you are. We got so much work for you. Keith Linder, we're going to talk about the poltergeist thing, but you did mention you got your start looking at the paranormal with UFOs. How so?
Actually, I have a weird UFO story of seeing one. I was, I don't know, early years in college, and we were coming back from Dallas. I live in Austin at the time, but we were in Dallas for the weekend, and we were on, I think it was I-35 going south, and dead of night, there was a white light that trailed us from the sky, a white light, not a star, not a moon or whatever, but a white dot in the sky that trailed us from the city of Dallas, in a far distance, of course, up to Waco. Okay, now this is weird because it disappeared when we got to Waco, Texas, and I think it was the next day there was the Branch Davidian debacle. And I always thought that was just weird, the timing of that. And I remember when I was in the car backseat watching this dot, I told the guys in the car, I said, "Hey, check out this dot." You know, once I realized after about an hour or so that it was still with us, I brought everybody else in on the observation, and sure enough, they were seeing what I was seeing. But it would be red, blue, and yellow lights that would come from on top of it, rise up and down on the white dot. We ruled out airplane because we were going about, I don't know, 55, 60 miles per hour, and no airplane's going to, we're not going to tail an airplane in the sky, nor helicopter, so for that distance. It was interesting.
So let's talk about that particularly for a moment. Do you think that UFOs are spaceships or something else?
I think the term UFO, which is a loosely term, you know, under by flying objects or whatever, can encompass both, actually. I think there are things from out of this world that men have seen that fall in that category of UFO. I think there are things that man has created, talking about special military aircraft, top secret stuff, that man has created that civilians have seen that classify as UFO. But I do believe, based on the size of our universe and the number of galaxies, stars, suns, and whatever, I think it's, you know, sort of silly to just disavow and say there's nothing out there based on what little we know. I mean, we just launched this new telescope this week, I believe, because current day, I'm talking about current day right now, we can only observe 4 to 5% of the universe, so there's 95% of the universe we have not even seen yet. So I think there's something out there.
Oh, I think it'd be naive to think there isn't. It doesn't mean necessarily that all UFOs are that, or even that they are secret weapons, but still, that puts it there. This is what the Webb telescope this time, correct?
Yeah, exactly. You brought up an interesting point earlier about, you know, help us with, you know, curing diseases and fixing our problems. And, you know, remember both Star Treks, or all Star Treks, if you remember, they had a prime directive where they could not necessarily interfere, you know, in the affairs of whatever planet they landed on. Of course, sometimes they did, but there was a huge penalty if it ever got back to Starbase of interfering with the direct population, being advanced or not advanced. And also, I don't know if you know, because I was a big X-Files fan, I don't know if you remember that episode where Mulder's mom was in the hospital sick, but for some reason about to die, and the smoking man, brought in the bounty hunter, the alien bounty hunter. And he brought him in because he wanted the bounty hunter would use this alien gift to heal her. And I remember that it was very interesting when the alien said, "Is this necessary?" Because the alien race, they don't do that. No, they say, no. And then smoking man told the alien, "No, this is necessary. We need Mulder to continue his work." It was only that reason that the alien bounty hunter agreed to put his hand on our forehead and cure her cancer.
Now, of course, in the film Star Trek Into Darkness, which is the Kelvin version of Star Trek, the movies, there was a scene there at the beginning where Captain Kirk does something that interferes with the local population and Starfleet goes after him. Keith Linder, Tim Swartz, Gene Steinberg. It all means you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
As you will see, Keith, as we progress with this interview, the stingers that Tim does are in 27 and a half different voices. And I love hearing the half voice, whatever that is. But you see, the difference is that I can't do imitations. So if I do it, it's barely a quarter voice. I'm glad that somebody can do things that I can't. Keith, this is a poltergeist story, and you're a scientific guy, as we realize. Your background is IT. You obviously, when we talk to you and you talk about your UFO issue, you're really concerned and very interested in the science behind it. How does somebody get into a house where poltergeist or possible ghostly phenomena occurs?
Honestly, they get into it by accident. The cases I've studied or read about after our ordeal, the beginning is always the same. In any story you date back going, you know, centuries, is the people are caught unaware. You know, they move into a home, ha ha ha, it's haunted. Or they lived in the home for a while and it becomes haunted. Nobody never, to my knowledge, me included, purposely moves in and says, oh, I'll take this house off the market. Yeah, there's poltergeist here. Because honestly, true to form, I didn't know what a poltergeist was or is. I'm familiar with the term, obviously, because of Hollywood. But I never gave it a second thought. And it definitely was not on my checkbox list when I reviewed this home and toured it and, you know, hey, does the plumbing work? How is the electrical system? Da, 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 da. You know, questions you ask when looking at a home. You don't ask, hey, is there a poltergeist here?
I imagine what the realtor would have said to you.
Yeah, they might say, oh, let me look into that. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, we like to have some ghosts here and maybe give us a place that has two or three UFO sightings a night.
Yeah, like how many poltergeist activity happens on a scale of 1 to 5, you know. So, yeah, and that sense, you know, not even farthest from my mind, and my girlfriend at the time. So, yeah, moving in and then, you know, witnessing your first, I'm talking about with your eyes, phenomena, still in disbelief. You're not really going ghost, or we didn't say ghost or whatever. We just, you know, we had the kid cough. Tim knows the story of hearing the kid cough on day one. We don't have kids, but we just shrugged it off. Obviously, we misheard that, but we both heard it. Obviously, that had to have come from outside, but all the windows were up, and so yeah.
Well, that is also interesting in itself because quite often poltergeist phenomena is linked to the presence of a teenager, you know. Suffering, of course, the increased hormones. But you were adults. No teenagers around?
No teenagers to speak of. No children at all to speak of. It's just me and my girlfriend at the time. And you're right. What we currently think or know about poltergeists, there's a belief and a percentage of the community that, yes, there has to be some sort of adolescent teenager present. There has to be some sort of child going through puberty or whatnot. But as we learned through our case and others, that's not always the case. What made our case interesting to some and to many was what you just said. We're moved into a home. This is a home that relatively, when we moved into it, was built in 2005. We moved in 2012. So it's relatively still a new home. There was no stress, you know, that people like to wonder, was there stress in the home? Was there, you know, problems or anything that would, you know, poltergeist could cling to? No, there was none. You know, I had just taken on a new job, received a new job promotion. Me and my girlfriend were celebrating our 2 years of being together. So we're on cloud nine, you know. So there was nothing stressful, not even about moving or whose furniture is coming, who's not. But obviously the poltergeist, as we know now in other cases, yeah, they can latch on to positive energy as equally as they latch on to negative energy, because the goal with ours was to turn our positive energy into negative energy, and it did it relatively quickly.
Okay, it starts with a cough. Now, to me, I think maybe somebody coughed outside.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
So let's take it to step number two. What happened then?
Well, step number two, like I said, me not being familiar with haunted houses or poltergeists, and let alone you know, a cough like that is classified, I know now, as the, what they call a disembodied voice. The voice breaks into the atmosphere. That is an actual voice that four eardrums actually picked up. So fast forward to a few weeks into the home. Me and Tina are moving into the home. We're getting settled. And we both started to notice things missing. And by that, I mean our silverware. Tina's jewelry. Things were becoming missing. And we would ask ourselves the question over dinner or whatever, hey, I could have sworn we had more silverware than this. Hey, I thought, what's happening to our knives, our forks, our spoons, you know. Tina's thinking, am I throwing it away? No, I'm not throwing them away. But there's nowhere to go with that except, okay, we must have lost them while we were moving. But that seems kind of weird, but oh well, that's what's happening. Then you take the flip side of that, and there's a flip side of we're discovering things that neither of us own, okay? And it's real interesting that the Portuguese would do this first because it's easy to notice, and maybe that's why I did it, is we started finding kid toys in the home. And I mean kid toys put out in the open. This is not something you go, hey, I'm going into the attic, and you find an old box in the corner. Kid toys. No. These are kid toys we found on our staircase, the hallway, kitchen counter, kitchen table. You know, we brought that table in, right? And it's always with the morning of. You wake up in the morning, you go down, make coffee before you go to work, and there are these kid toys. So we thought we were being pranked, being a human being. And it's how outlandish it sounds now, but this is how the brain works for us, is we thought a human being or more were coming into our home while we were asleep and putting these kid toys as a way to prank us. You know, the story itself sounds like that's just crazy. Who's coming to a house when the occupants are asleep? I mean, that's, you're talking about risky city. But we thought that. So I installed a state-of-the-art security system as a way to prevent that, thinking, okay, somebody in the neighborhood, the previous owner or the previous owner still got keys to the house. So we changed all the locks, and it still kept happening.
I'm going to ask you about the background of the house before we go on to the phenomena in our next segment here. Keith Linder telling us about he and his girlfriend moving into a house, and then things go awry. And that's no understatement, as we can see. From someone coughing, things disappearing, to things appearing. Ooh, Keith, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A fast-moving wildfire spread by high winds has torched Boulder County, Colorado. Thousands of people escaped by running for their lives. Officials say it's very fortunate only minor injuries have been reported so far. Dave Hope is the police chief in Louisville.
Call back recovering hazards, including areas that are still hot. Please be sure where you are stepping and reaching are safe to prevent injury.
At least 1,000 homes have been destroyed. Investigators are still trying to find out the cause of the blaze. Officials say there was some minor damage when a tornado hit Hopkinsville, Kentucky. A few businesses and at least 3 homes were damaged. One person who needed supplemental oxygen was taken to a local hospital due to widespread power outages. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration has extended operations on the International Space Station through 2030 to enable a seamless transition to commercial space stations. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson announced in a statement that NASA will continue working with the European Space Agency, Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, Canadian Space Agency, and also Russia's State Space Corporation, Roscosmos. Earlier this month, NASA awarded $415 million to 3 companies for the development of commercial destinations in space: Blue Origin, aerospace company NanoRox, and aerospace and defense company Northrop Grumman. In April, NASA awarded close to $3 billion to SpaceX to continue the development of the first commercial human lander called HLS Starship, which will take astronauts to the moon before someday taking humans to Mars. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Keith Linder, before we go on with the phenomenon, or the phenomena, if we're going to have plural here, what kind of house is this? Describe it. What kind of neighborhood? Even what part of the country?
Yeah, good question, good question. Yeah, so this, I said earlier, the home was built in 2005. We moved in May 1st of 2012. It's a two-story home. That's 2,300 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, lovely home. It's in a neighborhood where all the homes were pretty much built the same time as. It's about 80 to 150 homes in Bothell, Washington. Bothell, Washington is a suburb of Seattle, Washington. New community, very techy. I would say every other house either works for Microsoft, Facebook, or Amazon, you know, Verizon, AT&T. I was working for McKesson at the time, or Philips Healthcare at the time. So we had a very, very new neighborhood in the city of Bothell. And we moved in, you know, I guess the homeowner had the house on the market a relatively short period of time. He was renting it out. The homeowner who worked in Microsoft, but he lived elsewhere, but he would rent the home out. So we found a home on Craigslist, me and my girlfriend. And interesting enough, a lot of people don't know this, but we were living in our separate places. People always ask me, well, did y'all bring it with you? Did you have any activity before? Did it follow you there? And the answer is no. Tina lived in her apartment. I lived in mine. We met in 2010. And this was a way of moving under one roof when we got to near our 2-year anniversary. So, yeah, like I said, the house, if you look at it, it's straight out of, I don't know, pick a movie. It's almost, it's your cliche 2-story home where every other house looks almost identical. So it's what we call a track home neighborhood. And all the houses are not close proximity, but they're close proximity. And like I said, it's almost cliche, but it's true. I remember the day when we were moving in, the movers were bringing my furniture in, and the neighbor across from me was walking his dog, And he walks over there and introduces himself, and he's like, "Ha! Oh, yeah, moving in. I didn't know the house was for sale." And then he made the comment, which I shrugged off, but it rang bells to me when I saw the phenomenon when he said, "Nobody ever stays in our house long." And that's what he said the day we were moving in furniture. And I remember when Tina called the power company to get the lights changed over into her name, the customer service agent told her the same thing. You know, but we were so house high. I used the term house high because that stuff just washes over your head. Like I said, you're not thinking ghost, you're not thinking anything nefarious because you're just in love with this house, and it's a good house to be in love with. But going back to, like I said, what made it go from kid cough to, oh, we got a ghost? Because I was telling you, you know, there's things missing. There's things appearing out of, you know, that we can't ascertain where they came from. So I got the security system installed. And the night where it was just, I guess the poltergeist just said, hey, these guys are never going to get it. We just got to have to do something to where they need to start taking us seriously. Was the night me and Tina were watching a movie on the couch. We were shoulder to shoulder watching the TV together. And Tina has this 4-foot plant. It's about 4 feet tall. Stands up next to the entertainment center, right next to the TV. You can't miss it. And while we're watching a movie, the plant, this 4-foot tall plant, darts up in the air. I kid you not, darts up vertical in the air, about a few inches off the ground, and does a 360 spin real fast, like real fast, and kills over in our direction. Okay? We both saw it at the same time. You had no choice but not to see it. So it falls towards us. Me and Tina look at each other, and we like, did that just happen? Okay. Now, if the plant would have just fell over or something, would have been like, you know, earthquakes. No, this plant darted up in the air, left the ground, did a 300 whirlwind spin, and fell. We leaped up, and once again, not necessarily going, you know, Casper lives with us, not yet anyways, we run toward the plant. People always say, oh, I would have ran out the house, I would have been gone. No, we ran toward the plant, and we're looking for like a remote control device. This is where I looked at Tina, she looked at me, okay, this is where the balloons fall down, this is where a guy comes out of the closet with a microphone and says, ha-ha, you guys have been on this TV show and you just won a trip around the world. And, you know, we thought there was a remote control device controlling the plant. It's Tina's plant, you know. And when we got to the plant, we were rummaging through the leaves and whatnot, and every second that we're not finding something, our eyes got bigger and bigger. We're like, wait a minute, we're not finding any electrical device here. And that's where I think Tina said it, or I said it first, I think we have a kid ghost. Because then the brain, we rewind our brains to day one, May 1st, of, oh, the kid cough. And what helped us was we ran up to my office and got on Google. That's what you do when you got a haunted house, you get on Google. And you say, or ask, how can you tell if your house is haunted? What are the telltale signs? And every website we went to more than one, had like a list of top 5, top 10. We were passing them with flying colors. It was almost like these websites been in our house because everything was the same. Missing items. Kid cough, finding items that neither you own. These are the early signs of a haunting. You know? And our eyes got big, and we were like, wait a minute. You know? So then it started like, and true enough, true to form, and this happens in most Portuguese cases, it was activity every day then. Once the seal has been broken, I'm talking about the seal of realization, you know? Everything else up to that point, we could disavow or leave a question mark over. If that plant never would have levitated and the objects disappearing and reappearing had stopped, we would have just wrote it off as, hey, this is weird. Somebody came in, we saw that problem with the alarm system. Oh, well, life goes on. But no, the Portuguese had to urge us to the ball, if you will, to say, no, your house is haunted, dude. We're about to get real. And every day from that, it got real.
Well, let me just ask you one more thing before we go on to that. Other than the UFO-related experience you talked about earlier, had you and your girlfriend ever had any unusual encounters prior to this poltergeist event?
Nope. We asked ourselves that. You know, paranormal, you know, fast forward a little bit, paranormal teams asked us that question. I went through my brain towards life history, you know. Nothing I could, you know, pin on and say, aha, you know, yeah, I was 12 and da-da-da-da-da, or I was 14 and something was under my bed. No. And I asked Tina the same thing, like, Tina. And we're very honest. I mean, me and Tina, that's what my ex-girlfriend's name, we're very honest because this is new to us. I'm in IT. I'm in tech. I'm a problem solver. I'm an analyzer. I'm a database cruncher. This is weird, and it was fascinating to me from a tech and sci-fi IT point of view, geeky point of view, because I saw something levitate. And I read a brief history of time. I read Stephen Hawking, and I know a little bit about Newton's laws and Einstein. And I know, I can't draw the equation, but I know there's an equation of, you know, how that would happen theoretically. So this was interesting to me, but I was out thinking, poltergeist. I'm like, what? And they're like, aha, yeah, but poltergeist was flipping the bill. It was meeting all the tests. It was passing all the tests because everything that we witnessed and saw, I can go Google the word poltergeist now and bring up 200 cases where people have the same experience. So, but to answer your question, no, we had nothing to hang our hat on about a past experience, no.
We're going to have more conversation with Keith Linder about the fact that he and his girlfriend moved into the house from hell.
Yeah.
We got Keith and Gene and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Keith Linder is staying with us. All this stuff is happening around there, and you made a point several times in the conversation that this individual is no longer your girlfriend, obviously. Is that the reason?
Yeah. Yeah. Those who are listening and Tim and you can probably agree, because y'all probably interviewed countless people about the subject matter, is a malevolent spirit, you know, or poltergeist, whatever you want to call them, they're home disruptors, okay? They are in there to turn the status quo upside down, okay? Whatever that is. For me and Tina, we came in the house, we're about the naivest couples you can have come into a house where poltergeists are concerned, all right? Because we're in our respective fields and jobs, just living our life, and I was, you know, I never was a person who disavowed something and said, oh, I don't believe in that, or I don't believe in ghosts, ha, 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 you got to show me. No. I thought myself as too mature to say, you know, I don't have all the answers. I don't know. If you told me you had a ghost experience, I'm going to be more inclined to believe you because I know there's a lot of stuff out there we don't know. I'm not going to be one of these guys, oh, show me. Oh, you crazy, whatever. If I know you, and like I said, the key word is know you, then, yeah, I'm going to be inclined to believe you. So when this stuff was happening, me and Tina, yeah, the poltergeist came in there, amongst other things. We'll talk about it. I don't want to get ahead of the story, but long story short, it's a disruptor, okay? It's to take whatever is in there and turn it upside down, literally in more ways than one. We don't know that me and Tina, we don't know at the time, and by the time we did know, it was too late. We are going to be willing participants to our own destruction. Okay? And what I mean by that is, we go to Google, and Google says, do this. And by Google, I mean a paranormal website. That doesn't work. Now, the poltergeist, one thing I wrote this in my books, is the poltergeist don't suffer fools. They don't suffer the newbies. They don't care how naive we are. Matter of fact, the more naive, the better. So we come in there with little learning experience. We smudge where you smudge or sage incorrectly. The poltergeist gets stronger and throws that in your face. I mean, literally. We come in there with the holy water, the crosses, the Bibles, everything that the websites are telling us to do. The paranormal teams, which 90% of them are a joke. They're thrill seekers, so they come in there with their little flashlights, peekaboo in the corner. And the poltergeist just attacks me and Tina more. It took me a while to realize that everything I read in this regard about the paranormal teams saying what you should do, stop right away. Don't do that, you know. So yeah.
Well, I think one of the interesting things, Keith, is what you had said in the previous part of this show when things started, the toys started appearing, on tables or things like that, your mind first goes to, well, somebody is breaking into the house and trying to joke us. And I think that, people who listen to this show, maybe tend to say, oh, well, if that happened to me, I'd immediately go, I've got a ghost in the house. But it doesn't work like that. Most people aren't going to go to that. They're going to think, like you did, somebody is playing a joke on us somehow.
Yeah, you're right. Because I get my friends, I would have been out of there in 1 second. And you say that now because we're having coffee, but you don't understand the things that go the rigmarole you do to move into a house. There's movers, there's deposits, there's payments, there's this, and that. It's months in the process. So you're not going to just drop. Oh, I'm out. Y'all can keep all my stuff. I'm out of here. No. Everybody that I talk to who live with a portrait guys, it's never like that. It's never like people been in the house for years. They're like, oh, we've been dealing with this spirit, and we call it Tom now. But Tom is he's hell on wheels. Hollywood makes it sound like, you leave, you run, you throw your keys while you're backing out the driveway at the door. But that's furthest from the truth. We, me and Tina, to our credit, we went down the checklist of what this could be. It's a good assumption to think you're being pranked, right? It's good to think, because we live in this reality TV era where that's plausible. You get a new house, you don't know what happened here before, so maybe we got an ad that was on a CBS TV show, and we registered and da da da. Here we are, but we thought we were being pranked by the neighbors. We thought this was a rite of passage by the neighborhood. Kind of weird, kind of morbid, but okay, we get it, all right? The joke's on us. But when you see something levitate or spontaneous fire combustion, and when I say objects fly or move or levitate, they're going to get bigger. They're going to zip across the room. They're going to lodge into walls, into ceilings. Knives are going to be thrown, scratches, growls, grunts, wall writings, Bibles are going to catch fire. These are the things your eyes are seeing that no school of higher learning on this planet, including the church, has prepared you for. There's no school you can go in and say, today we're going to talk about poltergeist, ladies and gentlemen, and should you encounter one, this is what not to do. That school doesn't exist on this planet. So the poltergeist is there. It's like salivating and rubbing its hands together, like, gimme, 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 gimme. So you're right. The knee-jerk wasn't to run. Knee-jerk was, oh, we're being pranked, we're being pumped. And then once we learned when the levitating plant, the advice being given was, oh, you got to stand your ground. Yeah, you got to fight this. And the paranormal team said, we'll back you all the way. We got your back. We're on our way. We're gonna take pictures. We're gonna photograph before you key. We're gonna tell the world, and we're gonna beat this thing. And they don't know what they're doing either.
That's one of the things that phenomena seems to want you to do, though, is to stand your ground, fight back, get mad, yell, do all that.
Yep, exactly. Because they get stronger, and they're like, this guy's an idiot. I've always tried to imagine what they say or see on their side. Here's our side, Keith and Tina's side, right? What are they thinking of seeing as I'm rummaging through the internet trying to find a solution, or talking to this paranormal team who shows up at my house with the equipment but they forgot the batteries? Or, what are they thinking? They're like, what's all this gear for? You got, my house looks like NASA by the time the paranormal team set up everything. Looks like a mini studio. And the poltergeist gotta be laughing, they gotta be laughing, dude, because they stop all the stuff. They don't do nothing then. And the paranormal teams are just there eating pizza, thumbing their, thumbs, So.
So now you said that you had, when the toys started to appear, that you went and put up cameras to try to catch what was going on. What happened with that?
Well, yeah, so some of the advice given, it was coming from all circles. Like you got a haunted house, you're going to get a lot of advice from all circles, family, friends, and paranormal community. I told my family, my brother, you know, me too. We thought when it was minor activity, we thought it was cool. It's interesting. It's interesting to see something levitate of that degree, meaning it's small, it's inconspicuous, it's not going to hurt anything. You know, you think you got Casper living with you. So you want to capture that on film. Because I called my brother and said, hey, my chair just slid across the room. He believes me, but he don't believe me. Okay? He wants to see it on video. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna put a camera on the kitchen chair. Well, guess what? The chair's not going to move. But something else will move where the camera's not focused on. So then I get mad and I go put a camera on that. And then that doesn't move anymore. And then if I took the camera off the chair is moving again. So all this stuff I'm documenting, I'm telling people, and I'm buying cameras after cameras after cameras. Now I got cameras watching cameras. You know? And the activity is just, it's like whack-a-mole. You know, it's everywhere all over the house. I'm getting frustrated. And I bring in the motion infrared stuff, and then the poltergeist unplugs it from the wall, drains the battery, turns the camera upside down or around. It's facing the wall where I left it facing the hallway. It's not facing the wall. And what I don't know at the time, which took me later to learn, is the poltergeist is getting stronger and stronger. And it's about to go from being nice to being mean. Okay? And I really mean that. Because now it's like, okay, this guy, we got him where, you know, the die is set, we got him. And they start throwing bigger stuff, larger stuff. They start breaking the cameras. They start throwing the cameras. They start removing the SD card from the cameras.
More to come with Keith, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.